Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. GST Council decides to form new group of ministers for health insurance premiums. Madhya Pradesh government constitutes delimitation commission for fresh demarcation of divisions, districts and tehsils in the state. Delhi government bans production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers in the national capital till January 1. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to be on a two-day visit to Germany beginning today. US to partner with India to explore semiconductor supply chain opportunities. And in hockey, defending champions India beat Japan 5-1 in men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in China. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the GST Council has decided to form two key group of ministers, or GOMs, one on rate rationalization on medical and life insurance, and another one on the road ahead for compensation cess. She said the next GST Council meeting in November will take up the recommendation of the new GOM on health and life insurance. Ms. Sitharaman said the new GOM on medical health insurance will be submitting its report by the end of October.
New GOMs have been decided. One is on the medical and health insurance. It will be the rate rationalization GOM headed by the Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, but under his leadership with newer members who have volunteered for the limited purpose of medical health insurance related GST, come with a report by end of October. And the GST Council, which will meet in November, will finalize based on this report which will come from the GOM.
The GOM will deliberate upon insurance-related matters for senior citizens, life insurance, term life insurance, group insurance, etc. The 54th GST Council meeting was held yesterday in New Delhi. The Council also decided that GST rates on cancer drugs will be brought lower to 5% from the existing 12%. The Finance Minister announced that any funds provided for research and development, or R&D, will be exempt from GST.
Reduction in the GST rates on specified cancer drugs. You will recall that in the budget we had cut down customs duties. Now, GST rate on cancer drugs are also being brought down. It's being reduced from 12% to 5% in order to further reduce the cost of cancer treatment. Then, also decision on namkeens, extruded, expanded savory food items. GST rate on these is being reduced, not reduced. Prospectively from 18 to 12%.
There was unanimous agreement on exempting R&D funds for universities. Universities established by central or state laws, as well as those with income tax exemptions, will not be subject to GST on research funds. The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a delimitation commission for fresh demarcation of divisions, districts and tehsils in the state. The government says that the boundaries of the districts and divisions are being redrawn for the convenience of the public. More from our correspondent.
The state government has constituted a three-member delimitation commission yesterday. Retired Additional Chief Secretary Manoj Srivastava has been made the chairman of the commission. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said that citizens will be able to give suggestions to this commission.
जिले तो बढ़ गए हैं लेकिन जिलों की अपनी अपनी सीमाएं कई लोगों को बहुत दूर जाना पड़ता है जिला मुख्यालय जबकि पास का जिला बहुत पास में है उनके ऐसे कई विसंगतिपूर्ण व्यवस्था के लिए हमने परिसीमन आयोग एक नया बनाया है इस परिसीमन आयोग के माध्यम से नजदीक के जिले से जुड़वा करके जनता की बेहतरी के लिए जो अच्छा हो सकता है वो जरूर करना है
मध्य प्रदेश इज द सेकंड लार्जेस्ट स्टेट इन द कंट्री जियोग्राफिकली द एरिया ऑफ द स्टेट इज लार्ज बट ड्यू टू द बाउंड्रीज ऑफ द डिस्ट्रिक्ट एंड डिविजन्स पीपल ऑल्सो हैव टू फेस वेरियस प्रॉब्लम्स Therefore, the boundaries are redrawing. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Home Minister Amit Shah has been unanimously re-elected as the chairperson of the Parliamentary Committee on Official Language. Mr. Shah said the government is moving forward with the goal that by 2047, all government systems in the country will operate in Indian languages. He said that the Department of Official Language is developing software that will automatically translate all the languages of the 8th schedule on a technical basis. A meeting of the committee was held in New Delhi to reconstitute the Parliamentary Committee on Official Language after the formation of the new government. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will address the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Mr. Shah will launch key initiatives for protection against cybercrimes and dedicate the Cyber Fraud Mitigation Centre to the nation. Mr. Shah will launch the web-based module Samanvay, a platform for cybercrime data repository, sharing, mapping and analytics, as well as a coordination tool for law enforcement agency. He'll also inaugurate the Cyber Commandos program, establishing a wing of trained specialists in states and union territories and central police organizations to enhance cybersecurity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged more people to nominate inspiring personalities for the Padma Awards. The last day to nominate is the 15th of this month. In a social media post, the Prime Minister was pleased to share that several nominations have been received. He highlighted that over the last decade, the government has honoured countless grassroots-level heroes with the People's Padma. Nominations can be submitted at awards.gov.in. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, or AIIMS, will launch a dedicated Tobacco Cessation Clinic, or TCC, in New Delhi today. This initiative is aimed at addressing the significant public health challenge posed by tobacco use in India. The TCC clinic is a collaborative effort between the National Drug Dependence Treatment Centre and the Institute's Department of Pulmonary, Critical and Sleep Medicine. The Union Health Ministry has said that the presence of Mpox clade 2 has been confirmed in an isolated patient and the case has been verified as a travel-related infection. The individual, a young male, who recently travelled from a country experiencing ongoing Mpox transmission, is currently isolated at a designated tertiary care isolation facility. The ministry also said that this case is an isolated one, similar to the earlier 30 cases reported from India from July 2022 onwards, and is not part of the current public health emergency reported by WHO, which concerns clade 1 of Mpox. The Central Election Committee of the Congress Party has released another list of 19 candidates for the third phase of the assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Our Jammu correspondent reports that among those contesting the polls are six former ministers, including Dr. Manohar Lal Sharma, who has been fielded from the Bilawar Assembly segment, Chaudhary Lal Singh from Basholi Assembly constituency, Raman Bhalla from RSpura Jammu South, Yogesh Sahani from Jammu East, Yashpal Kundal from Ramgarh and Moola Ram from the Mar Assembly segment. The Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers to control pollution in the national capital. This ban will remain in effect until January 1 next year. During this period, the online sale and delivery of firecrackers will also be prohibited. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai said, the decision was made in response to the increasing air pollution in the city during the winter season. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle, AIR @AIRNewsAlerts. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Germany beginning today. During his visit to Berlin, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the German Federal Foreign Minister and other key leaders with an objective to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore further opportunities for collaboration. The External Affairs Minister's visit to Berlin is set to prepare the ground for German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's proposed trip to India next month. Germany stands as one of India's significant trading partners and a leading source of foreign direct investment. Earlier yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated India's principled and consistent stand on the Palestinian issue, while calling for a ceasefire in the region as soon as possible. He said the current situation in Gaza is now understandably India's foremost concern. The External Affairs Minister was co-chairing the inaugural India-Gulf Cooperation Council, or GCC, joint ministerial meeting for strategic dialogue in Riyadh yesterday. The External Affairs Minister called on the Gulf Cooperation Council to invest in each other's future and support each other's continued prosperity.
Our deeper collaboration will help in stabilizing markets, driving innovation, and enhancing energy security. Our partnership in the areas of renewables, technology, and innovation, health, space, education, can also help realize our respective national goals.
The United States will partner with India's semiconductor mission to explore opportunities to grow and diversify the global semiconductor ecosystem under the International Technology Security and Innovation, or ITSI Fund, created by the CHIPS Act of 2022. In a statement, the U.S. Department of State said, this partnership will help create a more resilient, secure, and sustainable global semiconductor value chain. Nepal has become the 101st country to join the International Solar Alliance, or ISA, as a full member. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said that Nepal handed over its instrument of ratification to the ISA in New Delhi yesterday. The instrument of ratification was exchanged during a meeting between Nepal's Shashda Affairs Dr. Surendra Thapa and Joint Secretary ED and MER in the External Affairs Ministry Abhishek Singh. The Indian Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over East Madhya Pradesh today. The IMD added that very heavy rainfall will prevail over West Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Odisha and East Uttar Pradesh today. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast that heavy rainfall is very likely over Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Himalayan West Bengal, Bihar and Northeast India during the next 4 days. These conditions will also prevail over West Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat till tomorrow. In South India, the weather agency has forecast similar conditions over Kerala, Mahe, South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Coastal Karnataka today. In hockey, defending champions India registered a dominant 5-1 victory over Japan in their second match at the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in Hulunbuir, China yesterday. Four-time champions India had earlier defeated host China 3-0 in their opening match. The Harmanpreet Singh-led team will now face last edition's runners-up, Malaysia, tomorrow. The tournament features a round-robin format, with the top four teams qualifying for the semi-finals on the 16th of September. The final is set for the 17th of September. The Press Information Bureau, or PIB's fact-check unit, has debunked the claims that cracks have started to appear in the Statue of Unity and it can collapse any time. The fact-check unit said that a photo is being shared on social media that shows alleged cracks on parts of the statue. It highlighted that the photo is from the construction of the Statue of Unity in 2018, which is why certain portions are incomplete and appear as if they have cracks. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sanjay. Supreme Court's directions to the striking doctors in the Kolkata rape case is prominently noticed on the front pages. The Hindustan Times writes, SC asks doctors to end stir over Kolkata horror. The Indian Express notes SC red flags, FIR delay, missing post-mortem paperwork. Taking note of the visit of the Abu Dhabi Crown Prince to India, the Tribune writes, India-UAE signed pact on long-term LNG supply. The Times of India leads with a poll scenario in Haryana as it states, no tie-up with Congress, AAP names 20 for Haryana polls. Union Home Minister Amit Shah's comments at the newly constituted Parliamentary Committee on Official Language is noticed by the Indian Express. The paper quotes the minister as saying, need to increase acceptance of Hindi without competing with other languages. And finally, the Times of India carries a story on the reopening of 41 schools that had closed in Bastar 20 years ago amid the Maoist insurgency. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. GST Council decides to form new group of ministers for health insurance premiums. Madhya Pradesh government constitutes delimitation commission for fresh demarcation of divisions, districts and tehsils in the state. Delhi government bans production, storage, sale and use of firecrackers in the national capital till January 1. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar to be on a 2-day visit to Germany beginning today. US to partner with India to explore semiconductor supply chain opportunities. And in hockey, defending champions India beat Japan 5-1 in Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament in China. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.